This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
HarperCollins presents Emperor Mage, Book 3 of the Immortals Quartet, by Tamora Pierce, read by Sarah Ovens. Chapter 1. Guests in Karthak. His Royal Highness Kadar, Prince of Siraj, Duke of Yamut, Count of Amar, First Lord of the Imperium, Heir Apparent to His Most Serene Majesty, Emperor Azorn of Karthak, fanned himself and wished the Tortolans would dock. He had been waiting aboard the Imperial galley since noon, wearing the panoply of his office as the day, hot for autumn, grew hotter. He shot a glare at the nobles and academics on hand to welcome the visitors. They could relax under the awnings. Imperial dignity kept him in his unshaded chair, where a gold surface collected the sun to throw it back into his eyes. Looking about, the prince saw the captain, leaning on the rail, scowl and make the sign against evil on his chest. A stinging fly chose that moment to land on Kadar's arm. He yelped, swatted the fly, got to his feet, and removed the crown.
"Enough of this! Bring me something to drink," he ordered the slaves. "Something cold."
He went to the captain, trying not to wince.